Well, hello guys, and as you know, Peroni reaches parts of the brain that no other beer can reach. Well, I'd like to talk to you about what I think is the Titanic syndrome. When a ship goes down, it's always been known to be femmes and children first. But does this really hold water? Ha ha! Little joke there. Of course, I believe a man should let the children go first, every time. After all, they are the future. But what about a femon? Let's assume she's 68 years of age, and the male is 34 years of age. Should he forfeit his life for the 68-year-old femon? Now, of course, many years ago, it would be a foregone conclusion. Of course he should. But the femon is 68 years of age. She is not going to have any more children. The male, on the other hand, could invent something. If nothing else, he could work hard and produce. Man could give a hell of a lot to society. Forget the feelings apart from it all. Just the facts, ma'am. And I believe if that's the only choice this 34-year-old male has, he should save himself. But of course, if we use the femon ideology that they want us to use about equality, then let's assume the children are always going to be first. But then if it's between the male and femon, it should be every person for themselves. Anyway, I believe that the saying, femons and children first, should be changed in this new world we live in. Of course, men are men, and they have this built-in morality. And the 34-year-old man, even though he has the right to just save himself, would probably try and save the 68-year-old femon too. But you wouldn't see femons saving a male, because that's not in their nature. If you saw a femon in a very rapid sort of river, and she was in trouble, would you jump in and try and save her? Knowing what you know now, because a femon surely wouldn't jump in to save you. The Titanic syndrome. Where do you stand? Take it easy, fellas.